Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. I want to know, what'd you find in your bed? Now, the reason I'm asking this, because I found the most hilarious story that just gets better and better the further through. So, a couple in Tennessee were stunned to wake up and find a big, sweet, cuddly dog curled up next to them in bed. So, the husband, Jimmy, rolled over and asked his wife, Julie, whose dog is this? Now, normally, they have three large dogs who share their king side bed with them. But this time, it was a beige mystery dog splayed out across their mattress. All I can just picture is waking up with some random dog lying next to you. I do not know how they didn't freak out. But as soon as they realized the dog wasn't a threat, then they took some photos and then took it to Facebook to find their owners. While posting, Julie was like, this is the weirdest post I've ever had to make, but is this your dog? Because there's a picture of their dog still snuggled up cozily in their bed. Now, according to a pup date, Julie said she's found out the dog's name is Nala and it slipped away from its owner while on a walk because there was a thunderstorm coming. So it got freaked out, squeezed through one of their doors, you know, to kind of wait it out. And their dogs didn't even raise a fuss when some random dog just jumped into the bed with them. I'm not sure if that's a safety issue at this point. They're just going to let anyone just, you know, get on into their owner's bed. They found the owner, who are a little bit embarrassed about their dog's lack of boundaries and invading other people's personal space. But hey, it all ended well in the end. They got a nice snuggle in bed and then found Nala's owners. But got me thinking, what have you found in your bed? I've had the odd piece of fruit in my bed because my children, that's all I need to say, children found fruit in my bed. Hey, Meldy.
Yes.
Have you ever found anything in your bed?
Well, other than, no, I won't go there. Yeah, a spider once, but it wasn't my own bed.
What? Were you in the wrong bed?
Like one of the villas. No, it was one of the villa beds in Bali, and like I felt something moving around there. I looked under, and it was a spider. And he pretended like it was dead, so I kicked it off.
Oh, that's gross. I'm glad that you didn't get bitten and eaten alive.
Same.
All right, we want to know what you found in your bed after a random dog stumbled into a home and curled up next to the owners. And Lindy has given us a call. Lindy, what'd you find in your bed?
So I'm incredibly creative, and when there's no room on the tables from other housemates, I do craft in my bed.
Oh, I love doing craft in bed.
On more than one occasion, I have found scissors and needles the following morning from sewing and whatever creative project I've done that the last night.
Oh, no. Have you ever, like, hurt yourself on them in the night?
Not that I'm aware of.
I think you probably would have woken up if you actually rolled over into a needle. But, hey, thank you so much. And be careful when you craft safely, please.
I'll do my best.
Thank you, Lindy. Thank you. If we're going to craft, we have to craft responsibly. Andrew's given us a call. What'd you find in your bed, Andrew?
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going today?
Well.
Good. Okay, so it wasn't my bed, and technically it wasn't a bed. So this is going back when I was in the army, and we were out bush on exercise. And we're all in a sort of big group area. And one of the guys who just drove a truck, and that was his job, he liked to sleep in his sleeping bag under his truck at night. And this is in the middle of the bush up in Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory.
Wow.
And we woke up in the middle of the night to a blood-curdling scream because in the middle of the night, a massive racehorse goanna had decided to crawl into his sleeping bag with him because it was nice and warm, and he was on the ground. And he's woken up in the middle of the night, and he's realised something's in his bed with him. He's freaked out. He's tried to get out of his sleeping bag, which you can't do quickly. The goanna's freaked out because there's something in this nice warm spot with him, and it has proceeded to tear the sleeping bag and him into pieces. And he had to be rushed to hospital with many, many hundreds of stitches.
Whoa, because those things can be vicious.
Yeah, they climb trees. Oh. One of them runs at you in the bush, you just lay down so it doesn't climb up you.
Wow.
Because they'll just take a spread.
So
that was pretty full on.
Yeah, that's scary, but I'm glad it didn't end up in your bed, Andrew.
No, definitely not.
Thanks for calling and sharing your story. And Talana's in here. Talana, what did you find in your bed?
Hey, it was not my bed. Thank goodness it was not my bed. But my parents' bed. So we visited a farm back in South Africa as friends' farm. And my parents stayed in this room. And during the night, my dad kept feeling my mum tickling his leg.
Oh, no.
So it was like in the middle of the night, right? And he's like, after a while, he got up. He's like, Hanukkah, like, stop tickling my leg. Like, you're waking me up. And she's like completely dazed and like, what's going on? He's like, yeah, you're tickling my leg. He's like, I'm not touching you. I'm this side of the bed. I'm not touching you. They opened up the bed sheets, found a mama mouse has given birth to little babies on his side of the bed.
Oh.
And he was squishing them.
No! That makes it even worse!
That was so bad.
A mouse gave birth in your parents' bed and then your dad was accidentally...
Squish them.
Squish them.
Because it was winter and it was cold and she needed a nice warm safe space. Well, warm, not safe.
Oh, definitely not safe. If any mice are listening, do not lay your babies in a bed.
No.
That's
bad
that's
idea.
Gross. That's
bad
super
idea.
Gross. Thank you so much, T.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.